Restore us, O God. Make your face shine upon us that we may be saved. O Lord God Almighty, how long will your anger smolder against the prayers of your people? You fed them with the bread of tears and have made them drink tears by the bowlful. You've made us a source of contention to our neighbors, and our enemies mock us. Restore us, O God Almighty. Make your face shine upon us that we may be saved. In Matthew, the first chapter, beginning at verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His father Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. And this is the word of God for the people of God. And thanks be to God. Well, as I think most all of you know by now, today is the first Sunday in Advent, time of preparation for Christmas in the church. But I wanted to ask the question tonight, why do we have Christmas? Why is December the 25th set aside each year for a day that we call Christmas? If someone from another planet, a foreign world, were to come to visit Earth at this time and see all of our concern with Christmas and were to ask, why do you have Christmas? What answer would such a person receive? Depend a whole lot on who you ask, I guess. You know, a small child might say that we have Christmas because on that day, old Santa Claus comes with presents for all the children. Each child receives gifts based to a large degree upon whether they've been good or whether they've been bad. It's because of old Santa Claus that we have Christmas. Businessmen concerned with sales and whether they're going to be able to stay in business or not, whether they're going to make a profit or not. Anxious and hurried parents trying to make their money go further than it will, and frustrated shoppers fighting the crowds in the stores and the congestions on the street will probably give you a quite different answer as to why Christmas. You come to church and hear the singing as we've sung these hymns, some of them Advent today. Hear the reading of the scriptures and the sermons and ask why Christmas. And again, you're sure to get many different answers. And sooner or later, surely someone will say that we have Christmas to celebrate the birthday of Jesus. And ask who Jesus is or was. And someone will answer, he was God's son. Maybe even quote John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." But I might ask, why did God send his Son into the world? Why did he need to come? You can say it's out of love that he sent him, but why did he need to come? Sooner or later, if we continue to probe, maybe it surprised you a little bit what I'm going to say, but I believe if we probe deep enough, sooner or later we're bound to see that the reason that God sent his Son, or surely one of the primary reasons, is because of our sin. Why Christmas? Were you surprised to think that our sin is one of the primary reasons for Christmas? You see, if we had not sinned, we would not need a Savior. Unnecessary for God to send His Son. It would have been unnecessary for Jesus to have been born into this world at all. And if Jesus had not been born, we would not have Christmas. So why Christmas? Again, one of the primary reasons is the sin of all people. Jesus came into the world. Why Christmas? Jesus came to save us from sin. Now we know that we've all sinned, we all come short of the glory of God. We've all failed to be what we would like to be and surely what God would like for us to be. And our sin separates between us and God. How can we get right with God? How can we be cleansed and forgiven and set free from bondage to sin? Of course, many different ways have been tried. The way of ritual worship, sacrifice, and burnt offerings has been tried by millions. Interesting passage in Micah, a little book of prophecy, the 6th chapter, verses 6 and 7. He asked the question, wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before Him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? And you know, he asked the question in such an exaggerated way to emphasize that even thousands of rams and 10,000s of rivers of oil and even the human sacrifice of our son is not enough to cleanse away the sin of our soul. Just won't work. And others have tried to make themselves right with God by keeping the law. I can't remember much about it, but I read a sermon years ago. I maybe heard a man preaching about quit trying to be a Christian. Just be one. And of course, we can't be a Christian in our own strength. We can't be good enough in our own way. This is the way that Paul tried to make it, to keep the law in the most minute detail. And he said on one occasion concerning the law that he was blameless. But he also knew the good that I would do. I do not do the good that I would do, but the evil which I would not, that's what I do. He said, I want to do good, but I do an evil. And he goes on to cry out, O wretched man that I am, who would deliver me from the body of this death? He came to see that he could not keep all of the law, and even if he did, it would not cleanse him from sin and make him right with God. Who will save us? Who will set us free? Who will cleanse us from sin? And Paul goes on to give the answer there in Romans 7 and 8. He said, I thank God through Jesus Christ, for there is therefore no condemnation to them who which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Why Christmas? Because of our sin and helplessness to do anything about it. By His life and death, and resurrection, the one that God sent in love, saves us. If we will confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He not only forgives us, but He sets us free. He breaks the power of canceled sin. He sets the prisoner free. To live a life to glorify Him. You see, He not only can forgive us, but He can give us power over the sin that we don't keep on doing the same old thing over and over again. A sinning Christian brings no glory at all to God. if we have whatever sin in our lives, if we claim to be Christian and go on doing the same thing because we're not strong enough in our own strength not to, then we bring discredit to God. And that's why Jesus came, that He could live within us and give us power over our sin. Why Christmas? Well, Jesus came to save us from sin by giving Himself in our place at Calvary. He provided the door for us to enter the kingdom of God. Not just to be forgiven, not just to be empowered, but to be citizens of the kingdom of God. He goes on to say, anyone who enters by Him. He said, I'm the door of the sheep. Anyone who enters by Me will be saved. Saved from sin's damnation. Saved from sin's dominion. And will be set free. And then He said He will go in and out. Freedom to live and go in and out and find pasture where there's security. Your needs are met. Sin may look attractive. It may promise pleasure, beauty, or even wisdom. But in the end, it brings waste and want and despair and death. Jesus saves us. He gives us freedom, security, and abundant life. And no wonder Peter said in Acts 4:12, there is salvation in no other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. He is the only one who provided the door for us to enter the kingdom of God. He came into the world to save us, to open the door for us to enter the kingdom. And then, this I'd just as soon really not say, but in spite of all that God has done, in spite of all that Jesus has done, and coming and living among us and giving His life at Calvary for us, in spite of the fact that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life, in spite of all of this, if we do not believe, if we do not earnestly ask Him to come into our lives and cleanse us and make us new creatures and let His light shine through us, then for us, in a very real sense, all that He's done has been in vain. Revelation 3:20, this passage is written to one of the churches, but we usually take it as being true also for an individual. The risen Christ says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Someday I want to preach about that, but you know, if you can picture the risen Christ standing in the door of the church and knocking, seeking admission to the church. But He also stands at the door of each of our lives and knocks, seeking admission. And He said, if anyone opens the door, I will come to him. He knocks, seeking admission into a person's life, but only at the person's invitation. He never forces Himself upon anyone. I've had the privilege of probably visiting in more homes in the last 55 years than you can ever begin to imagine. When Jim Stringfellow came here, I carried him out visiting some of the older folks and shut-ins and whatnot. And Jim wasn't used to people that just opened the door and went in. And many times if I know the person and know their condition and the door is not locked, I'll just open the door and go in. Jesus said, I knock. You have to open the door. And of course, all the homes that I've ever visited, when I rang the doorbell and knocked and somebody came to the door, if they did not invite me in, I did not force my way in. I will only come in at someone's invitation. And that's what Jesus is saying. He doesn't force Himself upon us. He comes into our lives at our invitation. And failing to believe in Him, failing to trust Him for salvation, is the ultimate sin that condemns us forever. We're so familiar with John 3:16. I think we ought to read further, and especially John 3:18, where Jesus says, "He who believes in Him is not condemned. But he who does not believe in Him is condemned already." Because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. First chapter of John, verses 11 and 12. "He came to his own home, and his own people received him not. But to all who received him, who believed in him, he gave power to become children of God." Amen. When the Philippian jailer asked Paul and Silas, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They said simply, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved and your household." Because of man's sin and his love for him, God sent Jesus into the world to cleanse and to forgive and to open the door to His kingdom. He gave Himself at Calvary for you and me. An old hymn of Fanny Crosby's is not in our hymnal. "Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels chorus sang as they welcomed His birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace, good tidings on earth." In the third verse particularly, tell of the cross where they nailed Him, writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid Him. And every time I think of the next line, I want to shout, "Tell how He lives again." The story of Jesus. And if we don't believe, the salvation in no other. He gave Himself for you, for me. But it's all in vain. Unless we invite Him into our lives, moment by moment, day by day. Jesus came to save. And may God help each of us to see the truth of this and turn to Jesus for forgiveness, for empowerment, for mission in His kingdom, for life abundant, life eternal. Thanks be to God. Lord Jesus, we thank You that You came into the world out of the great love of the Father for us all. And we're sorry of our rebellion and sin that made it necessary for You to come. But, oh Lord God, tonight come in all Your fullness. Forgive all our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Fill us with Your Spirit. And anoint each of us with Your power to live out the gospel. people will be attracted to Jesus. And it's in your name that we pray.